I'm a terrible person. And I say that I'm a terrible person to try to inoculate myself against people who use that for political gain. You know, oh, you're a bad person, so you'll back off because you don't want to be a bad person. You go, I'm not going to back off. Why? Because I already know I'm a horrible person. It's like Donald Trump. I didn't realize how powerful it was to name yourself as kind of a nasty guy, because it does. It kind of insulates you from, you know, the horrors of that accusation. People got so upset because saying Donald Trump was evil, nasty, homophobe, misogynist. He doesn't even blink. And the whole point is that when you say those things, people are supposed to say, well, oh my gosh, I'm going to run away because I've been exposed as a bad person. You go, I don't care. It's like, wow, this guy does not back off. And so, yeah, I've found that calling myself kind of a bad guy makes me a lot more bolder about things. And that's what I really needed, was to get a lot bolder about things. That way people say, oh, you're such a hateful person. You go, yeah. Excuse me, I think I said that 3 times in the midst of what I was saying. Why do you feel the need to be so repetitive? Well, because when I say it's supposed to be powerful, and you go, no, I already took all the wind out of your sails by saying it myself about myself several times. I don't know. Sorry. So, yeah, when people say, well, don't say that about yourself, and you go, no, you don't understand. This is how one survives in these times. This is, you're going to be called all kinds of stuff. And if you're worried about being called those kinds of things, you will be neutered almost immediately. And you will be a person of absolutely zero consequence. Yeah? That was a very smart move. Okay. That's good. See, I'm glad you got it. Otherwise, you would have been running around like we did yesterday or the day before, going as fast as we possibly could.
I'm not walking twice.
Yeah. You go, I think you got as much exercise as you walking twice because you were practically jogging. Trying to get it over with. Or trying to stay warm or something, you know. That had a good effect. And that's what you say. It says, man, I know we want to all be thought well of. And you go, but in a day and time when being thought well of is a marginalizing thing, and you go, don't bother with it. He says, now, don't be a bad person. But don't spend any time trying to deflect bad accusations. You can say, I know I'm going to be seen as a bad person and move on. And you go, and it does. It takes the wind right out of their sails. Because then it's not like, you are such a horrible person. And you go, you know, this is wooden tires of repetitive people. You're already repeating what I already said. I know, it's great. We're agreeing with each other. It says, but I moved on, and you didn't. So you think it's all about how hateful people are. But I'm saying, I don't care if I draw hate. In fact, I expect it. If I don't get it, I'm a little disappointed. So this is going to be a funny day. I'm not sure tactically when it will be a good time to pull the stat. You know, and they start saying, well, the next person who has this job really needs to work on sexual harassment issues. And I'll be the first one to say, you know what, I'm not really big about spreading cultural lies.
Well, there are some guys.
No, some.
Yeah.
Very few. I said, have you done the studies? Have you looked at the reports? Or are you just parroting the crap, the claptrap?
I mean, a woman who says,
top oppression tolerance. Yeah,
oh,
and you're going, I'm sorry. So that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. If we're counting all those things, it's because women would all men to go home, shut up, and pray, basically commit suicide.
More than one occasion.
Yeah. But I think our society knows how to handle those people. We get away from them.
Yeah.
Their business fails because nobody will work for them. They can't do all the work. Their whole thing is they have a constant supply of underlings that they can treat like that. And they go, how do you solve that? And they go, people don't work for them. Except for really incredibly disempowered people. We say, I don't have a choice. I have to work for them because I need the money. And you're going, move, leave, do anything. Have a little self-respect for yourself. Don't let people control you because you feel like you're beholden to them because they pay you. Because there's a billion times more nice people than there are rotten people.
Okay.
You don't have to vote for them.
I'm trying to burn through.
Go for it, son. It didn't say anything. You probably counted it, eh? It didn't say anything off. Oh, I gave it, didn't it?
Nope.
We are fighting back from a little cold snap, though. It's going to take a few days until it warms up. It's going to get back in the 80s this week. But we're still going to be getting hit. And we'll still stay in the 70s,
so,
too.
When are we going to mow our lawn again?
Here?
When we're all done on Saturday.
I can do another day. You have free time. Matt did it last time.
Did you start that motor for me?
No. I can do it.
Well, we have to wait for the grass to grow.
Oh. Yeah, no. I mean, the weed is a little weird it's gotta be baby. Anyway, but
Josh gave up on it. Josh himself. I'm not doing it. That's so wild, Josh.
I thought I had patient problems. Dang, yeah. I can make the stupid thing work enough to get job done. But that's because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm always used to having substandard equipment for everything I do. So I don't even give it much thought.
Sam Hill made it work for himself, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, Josh needs to live in a world where other people take care of stuff. So he's really staying the semi-socialistic world.
Yeah.
He can't be an independent guy. Or he doesn't want to be, or he's not willing to be right now.
He's in a condo or somebody else's.
Yeah, something like that. Well, for as long as he wants to, as long as he's giving the military what they want, he can have it. Anyway, so, yeah. So, yeah, having people not think well of you, it's a, as far as I know, it doesn't matter how hard you work to try to make sure that your reputation is absolutely fantastic, you're basically going to fail. And you go, you push your price, spend a little more time figuring out how to deal with that and spending all your time trying to figure out how to cloak your weaknesses and stuff like that. So isn't the best way to do it is to be transparent and say, yep, I've got issues, but guess what? Those issues aren't going to stop me from doing what I think needs to be done. It's like moving. Everybody goes, oh, Dad just gets so, when he's moving. Because he wants to get the stupid thing done. But I said, I know everybody around me would rather me calm down, take 3 weeks, and move like that. And I say, no. I have absolutely no interest in behaving like that. He says, I will. I will go at it like an animal. Because I want to get it done. Because plus, there's money involved. I said, that's always something funny. Everybody who always says, boy, I wish you'd act better while you're doing that. I said, that's funny. It's usually not your money on the line. It's my money on the line. Because I'm the one that has to keep this family fed. I'm the one that's got to make this stuff ultimately happen.
What?
So that's one of my bigger things.
And I appreciate everything.
Well, thank you. Because, yeah, I don't get a lot of gratitude from anybody else. Everybody else is always, no, I just feel like you're lazy about this. And I do. It's like, I don't care. My dad was nasty. And you go, the nasty guy that kept you sad. Made sure you had everything that you needed. I said, and let me tell you, when push came to shove and hard work needed to be done, Dad just did it. And when you guys were making excuses, not you guys, but, you know, other people, were making excuses why, he doesn't treat me right while we're in the middle of something. And you go, fine, go away, please. I can get this done myself. And they go, well, he's not a very good father. He should involve his kids more. He goes, my kids don't want to be involved. And you go, yeah, it's because you were grumpy and yelling and angry and, because I got done. I don't think Jesus was pretty even-handed about the tough stuff he had to do. That he was pretty grumpy when he came out of the garden after doing all the heavy lifting. What did he find? All he asked them to do was to sit there and watch with him. Stay with him. And what did they do? They were asleep on him. And what did he do? Chastise them. Which is right. Pretty nasty guy, huh? How dare you? We could have had a long day of feasting and not understanding half of what you were talking about at the Last Supper and all this stuff. And virtue signaling about whether we were going to be Judas or, you know, who was going to betray you. And it wasn't going to be me. It wasn't going to be me. That's hard work. So we were sleeping. And you go, oh, yeah. It's okay. Jesus did it anyway. Got the help he needed from the precincts that help typically comes from. Thank you. Where my help comes from. Oh, yeah. Sorry. So, yeah.
See you back then, yeah.
Oh, is that what the fog is? Us breathing too much? Don't say that too loud. They'll start cutting off our oxygen. Try to save the earth. It's like, oh, great. Too much rationalization, not enough just getting crap done. And yeah, so if Christ didn't seem like the perfectly serene person that you guys always swear he was. Just know that he had real work to do. And to some degree, you really couldn't help him very much. I said the sad part was how little you could help him, you usually let him down. And sometimes he just would come out and say, "You let me down. That's all I asked you to do. Just be here with me." Couldn't even stay away. Fine. There's a sad commentary on the modern times. It said, let me tell you, with how people tend to be these days, if Christ would have treated people today like he treated his apostles, he wouldn't have had apostles. They all would have
gotten offended
and walked away. And he even asked that, you know, because Christ did offend some people, right?
Yeah.
And he said, are you going to walk away too? Yeah. And that was pretty much what he said. He asked them. He said, are you also going to leave? And they said no. And you go, wow, that's rare. I said, I hope you guys see how wonderful the apostles were. Weak as they were, weak as we all are, they hung in there having to be companions with a guy that was literally going through hell. You know, sorry, that's what happened. What?
How do you know when you're fully 100% forgiven somebody?
I don't know if you ever do. You might. I don't know.
I don't think
it's mystical. I don't think it's mystical. How do you know when you've forgiven someone? I don't know.
There's something you have to be sensitive, or even ask you for forgiveness.
Well,
but you know you need to give them anything.
Yeah, because it's not really a point of it has to be the right conditions or something. You're just supposed to be forgiving. Okay. I think the first thing, and people get really confused about this, I think, is that you really have to say, have they really wronged me? And then you go, no. It's like, okay, let's just go straight to the jug of the shame. You know, I had all these wonderful things. I invested all this time and effort into this situation. And then she basically throws crap at you. Now, you know it's all self-motivated and it's all her just wanting to virtue signal and say how wonderful a person she is. And one great way to do that is to throw up a comparison. So she's comparing, like, me to her and saying, well, isn't he rotten and aren't I wonderful? Anyway, and you're going, so what exactly did she do? And you go, she decides she wanted to be another gender. Is that really her doing something horrible to me? And you go, not really.
The way she treats you.
Well, who cares? And so, when I've been thinking about it, I basically say, what's there to forgive her for? She didn't do anything to me. At least nothing that I care about. She wants me to come groveling to her and apologize for anything I ever said that was bad about her. And number one, I don't feel any need to do that because I didn't say anything wrong. Yeah.
She won't forgive me for throwing her up against the floor.
I don't care. was it, did I feel like it was the appropriate thing to do at the time? I did. Now, whether other people think it was, that's their business. Am I denying her air? Am I denying her life? Am I denying her her agency? And you go, no, she can do whatever she likes. She's very upset that I'm not coddling her and making her feel like $1 million and paying for all this. And she thinks that's an attack on her that needs to be forgiven. And it's like, no, no, it's not. I disagree, and I'm not obligated to finance stuff I don't believe in. There's no commandment that says I have to do any such thing. It's just so I don't. There is not a commandment that says that I must love my children. The only commandment is, honor your father and your mother. It says it actually goes the other way. You know?
There is one scripture somewhere that
no.
says parents shouldn't make their children angry.
No. If you offend your little children, plus, you got to be careful with, you have to be careful when you're talking about the Bible or any scripture, really, because the wording chosen for how a translation goes is often askew. You know? It's often a very archaic definition that really isn't what that word means today. And so, yes. I said, if you offend one of my little ones, it's better for you if you things hung around your neck. And I said, I don't know what the word offend means in that context. I don't think it means that you have to be an emotional slave to your children. So you can't offend them at all. And you're going, excuse me? That's not even decent parenting, just to behave like that. You go, so I'm sorry. I said, most likely, it is a word that has a whole nother meaning now, and that we would have to try to see what exactly, in context, he was trying to say. So, yeah. When you have not wronged somebody, there is nothing to forgive. What wrong needs forgiving? So, yeah, in a case like that, which I think is kind of what you were alluding to, was forgiving Shayna, my basic thing is forgiving her for what?
For breaking my heart.
How do you intend on affecting this forgiveness?
That's my question.
If you can't come up with a way to remedy the problem, there's nothing to forgive.
I think your time will heal.
Yes. The only thing that can be contrived as forgiveness here is basically apologizing to her for not being absolutely wonderful about what she's trying to do, which is a front to God. Sorry. And you go, sorry, God before my children. That's a simple, it's really bad. People will castigate you for it and say, no, you should always put your children before God. Put your children before anybody, before your husband, before your wife, before anybody. Children are the most important thing in the whole world. And you go, that is the most pernicious and society-destroying concepts that we've ever cooked up. It's absolutely wrong.
Well,
that's why all these college students go out and behave like demons.
I ask because that's what, you know, Christ
do
says.
That.
you know, Jesus said 7 times 7, you should forgive somebody, and
yeah,
you know, 70.
Have you killed her? Have you locked her up? Have you done anything to prescribe what she's doing? No. So guess what? You have not done anything to her that requires forgiveness. People cook things that were made for locking people up in jail and killing each other into better. You better repent for that. And you're going, are you nuts? Yeah, why? And I said, that's it. It's all about proportion. We've gotten so minuscule about offense that you're going, I'm sorry, scripture doesn't even cover that. What is the prescribed punishment for this? How should I be punished? How should I be punished? And you go, yes, yeah, I'm sorry. I know.
No, you need to clean it off of your journey. That's why you need to clean
it. I should come every day, right, and do a sacrificial cleaning so that I might take care of my sins.